News Talk 1110 WBT, Tuesday morning. Coming to you live from the Ty Boyd studio and on the WBT hotline, our longtime media analyst, Syracuse University. He is professor. He is Dr. Robert Thompson. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Playing that SNL theme because Saturday night, now I've heard conflicting reports. I've heard that they're losing three. I've also heard they're losing four because if you throw Kyle Mooney in there, who's probably, you know, he's the under-the-radar guy, I think, for the last several years. But so A.D. Bryant, we know. Kate McKinnon, we know. Pete Davidson, we know. And if Mooney's true, then there are four of them, which is Dr. Thompson, this is what SNL does. You know, every few years they regroup, and it's actually kind of almost like a pastime to watch them try to regroup and reinvent themselves in some way, somehow, sometimes more, you know, messier than others, it happens. But you do have to say, I was talking to my co-host Beth Troutman yesterday, and we were talking about, you know, Kate McKinnon. And back in the day, I think Lorne Michaels said that his favorite cast member to ever come through there was Kristen Wiig. I think he has similar affinity for Kate McKinnon, but I don't know if it's quite, you know, up there in that realm. But either way, I mean, she's been more politically driven than some cast members over the years, but I think you can't argue that she's one of the more talented ones they've ever had come through there.
Yeah, and versatile.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. You point out how this is what Saturday Night Live does. If you're a show that's been on 47 seasons,
yeah,
you've got to have turnover. And the last time was 2012 into 2013. But in the course of that year, Andy Samberg, Abby Elliott, Kristen Wiig, Jason Sudeikis, Fred Armisen, Bill Hader, they all left around that 2012-2013 era, which is exactly when the people we're talking about today came in. A.D. Bryant, Kate McKinnon, both in 2012, Kyle Mooney in 2013, Pete Davidson around that time. So, we're on these kind of 10-year cycles, it seems. And you're right, Kate McKinnon is in a lot of sketches. They're going to miss her. A.D. Bryant, of course, who does the best Ted Cruz out there, as well as a lot of other stuff. And Kyle Mooney, you're right, he's of the four of those, he's probably the least household name, but he also does a lot of heavy lifting. So they've got some work to do over the summer to kind of figure out how they're going to redistribute all of this. However, for all the cast members who aren't leaving, this is good news because there are a lot of cast members. It seems like 10 minutes to get through those opening credits. And with those four big shots leaving, it's all the more chance that the other ones will get a chance to be in more sketches.
Yeah, you know, Kenan Thompson finally needs his moment to shine, I think. No.
How long has he been on now? He's by far the longest in history, the longest member. And again, talk about somebody who does the heavy lifting duty. He's in all kinds of important sketches.
Yeah, I mean, for my money, he's one of my favorite ones to ever come through there.
Now, I agree. I think he's a funny guy.
Now, Lorne Michaels has said that one of the reasons why he kept the cast as big as it is. Now it's a little bit smaller, but one of the reasons he said he allowed it to get to where it is because he wants several of these people to make sure they're still on cast when they celebrate their 50th anniversary, which is, what, 3 years away? So that's going to be a bash. We know that. Let me move on to something else here before I let you go. I thought this was interesting. Another thing that we touched on later in my show here yesterday with Beth is the fact that I'm watching the PGA Championship over the weekend. It was on ESPN and CBS, but ESPN on late Friday afternoon. And I've made no bones about the fact that it annoys me when I'm watching a sporting event or I go to a concert. And, you know, people have paid big money to see the people on stage, or in the case of this Tiger Woods moment from Friday afternoon, they've paid big money to be there watching the golfer up close. And then when the camera shot goes in on every single person is holding up their phone to capture this on this little tiny screen. And there was one guy in one particular shot, one guy holding a beer and actually watching like a, you know, the way we used to watch. And then ESPN makes this decision during its coverage on Friday afternoon to, instead of show you the Tiger Woods shot in, you know, the HD splendor, they focus in on someone's camera focusing in on that. And so a lot of things going on at once. First of all, I hate that they're going to make more people want to do the same thing. But then what if the guy got bumped at last minute and you missed the camera shot? Interesting time in television and media that we live in right now.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up because it is a fascinating dilemma. The argument on the artsy shot thing is that this shot, in fact, brought to our attention the very ridiculousness you're talking about, which mm-hmm. is that we have become a culture that go to events and watch them through our televisions when we're right in front of them. That is really weird, and I myself have done it, so it's I think all of us do it. And that shot kind of brought us to the attention that this is culturally what we do now. At the same time, on the other hand, and I think this is where I fall down on it, the reason you watch ESPN is, as you point out, to get the close-up, to get the right angle, to have the access, and to watch it like any other person while a cell phone is being held up seems announcing the fact that why turn on ESPN when we're showing you this? But then I go back, and it was really kind of a cool shot. So I'm of two minds about this.
Well, yeah, unless he got bumped at last minute,
yeah,
you know,
right.
or you know, this is going to make the guy go. Why would I think about videoing it on my phone? Because maybe I'll get on ESPN filming it on my phone.
Yeah, right.
And that's where. And by the way, this last segment you can't see me, and it's radio. But John Morin here just was filming me as I talked to you during this segment, and I'm going to post it on. You know, see how this works? I mean, this
that's so exciting.
Yes, I know. All right, it's always exciting to talk to you, my friend. Thank you very much, and have a great week.
You too. Thanks.